This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get to the lights, go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap Up. On 95.7, The Game.
Beyer goes back door for a layup and got a dunk on it. They set it up perfectly. 94-90, interception on the play by Hampton. There's your ball game. And the Warriors, in a game they had to win, have a fourth quarter to forget.
Yes, yes, yes. Warriors wrap up. 95-7 The Game. Alan Stiles filling in for Matt Kolsky. First time doing the Warriors wrap up, and I can't lie to you, it's a rough night to start this based on what we just watched. I don't even need to tell anybody what's going on right now. 888-957-9570. The text line is a complete mess. I'm sure the call lines will be as well. The Warriors just unable to get out of their own way. Once again, losing to the Magic. And you can say whatever you want about the Magic and what they've been able to do defensively. Losing 90-94, just in a weird, I don't want to say weird, because I feel like that lets them off the hook. It was just a bad game. That sluggish, any type of adjective you want to use for them that is not the most positive adjective, that's exactly what is going on with the Warriors, or what went on with them tonight. You get 38 points in the first half, and it doesn't matter how good the Magic seem to be or have played defensively. 38 in the first half, even without Steph, just can't happen. You get 36 in the third, so you have the prototypical Warriors third quarter. But then after that, you regress back to what you were doing in that first quarter. So some of the numbers here: Draymond Green, 2 points, a -8, and there's plenty of blame to go around. I know that we all understand what Draymond brings to the table and how it's not necessarily only about, or it's not about his offense as far as shooting the basketball, but I just can't necessarily sit there and let 2 points slide when you understand. I think one thing that we've wanted from Draymond is to, hey, maybe on nights where there is no Steph or you're feeling like you need an offensive punch from somewhere, can you find it anywhere? And he has been unable to do so. That's not his thing. I get it. But I don't know who to be more upset with. You have Andrew Wiggins, a quiet 13 points, a -7. Okay, we're not Kevon Looney, 5 points. We understand what Kevon does for this team. Klay Thompson, 15, but, you know, again, another volume shooting night. And you have Jordan Poole, who, yes, he dropped 26 points, but he was a -7 too. So 888-957-9570. How are you feeling right now? I mean, I guess we've done the panic meter thing so many times. Where is it for you right now? Because it's so interesting to me how a team, and I get it, we haven't seen everybody play together, and who knows when that's going to happen at this point. But the highest of highs and the lowest of lows that this team shows, I just think is something that I can't really necessarily believe them in that way. We have days where we see them play up to championship caliber. And I get it, no Steph. And that is a tall order to do anything without Steph. but it's also not going to get any easier. This was the game that you were supposed to get when you do the quote-unquote on-paper stuff. This was the game that you were supposed to get, and you can't do that. Now, you have a back-to-back with Miami, and you got to probably figure that Clay's not going to play. I don't know where that offense comes from. The Atlanta Hawks on Friday, you have the Wizards on Sunday, you have the Grizzlies on Monday. So this is not going to get any easier for the Warriors. And when you're just watching them play, I'm tired of the same things that we've been saying about this Warrior team when they don't show up. Oh, they just need to get more active. They've been a little sluggish. You know, they need to understand that they have to play a certain way day in and day out. When are they going to start learning? When are they going to start learning? And I get it. Kuminga, a rookie. He's been playing pretty darn well, okay? But he's still a rookie, and you're going to have rookie mistakes come from time to time. You should be able to get through that. But you cannot get through Klay Thompson's foul, right? Draymond goes to help. Mo Bamba makes that three when the help probably wasn't necessary. Those are two veterans, and you continue to make these mistakes. And we all knew when Klay got up in the air, I mean, he's 30 feet from the basket. If it goes in, it goes in. But now you put him at the free throw line, and now you feel like maybe, okay, maybe he'll miss one. Doesn't miss any. They still had a chance after that. But again, the Warriors right now, I know, no Steph. They just can't get out of their own way. Let's talk to Kevin in Richmond. He wants to talk about how the Dubs just aren't efficient right now. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, great show. You're doing a great way to fire us up. You know, Klay took a lot of shots tonight. It was not going to help us. We don't have the mojo going right now. Steph is out. We're losing games to Orlando and San Antonio. I think it's obvious that the season is going to it. And it seems like the other teams, those three teams behind us, are going to catch us in the standings. All year I've been worried about the Lakers because I was like, LeBron, if we play LeBron in the playoffs, man, that's going to be brutal. I don't want to see none of the Lakers. I don't want to see no LeBron. What we got to really watch out for is the Mavericks and Jason Kidd. Right now it's looking like we should have taken LaMelo. We messed up right there. Look at the draft the year before that. They had Ja Morant. We got nothing. We got Weissman with a bum knee. He's not coming back. If we had LaMelo, he could run the point with Jordan Poole, Kuminga. If we'd be styling, we'd have a second team. We wouldn't even really need Klay or Dre all that much.
Thank you for the call, Kevin. And look, I think the whole thing about the Weissman thing is, regardless of what he ends up being, we know the stories about Embiid. We know the stories about a lot of these big men that they do get off to a slower start than a lot of these guards. But the bottom line is this, when it comes to Weissman, in my opinion, is there going to be any type of overlap between Weissman and Steph and this core three? Because that is basically what we're curious about, right? Whether you got LaMelo or you didn't, yes, he is literally playing right now, and James Wiseman is not. But are we gonna see anything that we were hoping to see, and why people were a little upset with the pick? Because he isn't necessarily ready to play right now, and I mean that in the sense of not injury, just, you know, he's still a young guy in this league. So what is that overlap going to look like? But we do know this, regardless of what coulda, woulda, shoulda happened, they don't have him right now, and they don't have LaMelo right now. So as far as who is on the floor for them, these are the guys that need to step up. And Andrew Wiggins, I know, all-star starter, great season, but for how well he played in the first half, he is just, I don't know if regress is the right word, but he is just not showing up in the spots where you need him to show up. Look, a while back before the All-Star break, I went to that Nuggets game, right? When they lost that game on the 3-2-1, the buzzer beater shot. And Andrew Wiggins, I believe, maybe had 9 points in that game. And they're just situations where whenever you need him to step up and have that mentality, He just doesn't seem to have it. And that's not necessarily a knock on him. But at the same time, what can you expect from him moving forward? This is the playoffs. Kevin was talking about the Lakers. I don't know that there's a Western Conference team that the Warriors haven't lost to. So I'm not just worried about the Lakers. I'm worried about all of them. I'm worried about all the teams that the Warriors possibly could face going into the playoffs. You know about the Suns. You know about the Grizzlies. You know about the Jazz. But I've called the Grizzlies, I've called the Mavericks Grizzlies light. They play the Warriors really tough as well. The Timberwolves, can't sleep on them this year. The Nuggets, what do they have going on? They got Jokic going on. They might even have Jamal Murray going on. Who knows about that? So there is, for as good as the Warriors have looked, and I know we can't say it enough, there is no Steph Curry. But let's be honest, we've seen some bad games with Steph Curry. Now, I know at that time they didn't have Draymond, but now what are we thinking? Okay, well, we're going to be 100% going into the playoffs and everything's going to be okay. You can't live like that. You can't live like that. Let's read some text messages off. 888-957-9570 if you want to get into the conversation. 707, slow start again. Slow start for Poole. We need 30 out of Poole every game to have a chance to win. And that's probably not fair to Poole, but especially, and I don't know if this text are meant with Steph in or without Steph in, but it kind of feels like you need them either way, right? You need them either way. 5-4-1 chiming in. This team doesn't look like the team that started the season. It looks like we are going to be swept in the first series. I guess the question is, to a statement like that, will the real Golden State Warriors please stand up, right? Who is it? Because maybe it's not necessarily that they played too well at the beginning or they're not playing good enough. Maybe they're just somewhere in the middle. Maybe they're just somewhere in the middle, and that's okay. And now that they have this record that they do have, the expectations have changed. But at the same time, when you looked at this roster at the beginning of the season, nobody wanted to say they'd be in third, second place, let alone first place. I was seeing a lot of fifth place. So I get that it's hard to understand where they should be or think where could they be, but at the same time, you haven't had the whole collection of your team all season long. That's the one thing that Warriors fans can hold into. That's what I said going into this. We're going to need to find some positive, and that's the one positive. Let's go to Robin in San Francisco. Robin wants to talk about managing expectations for the Golden State Warriors.
Thing. I think I've talked to you before, and I never felt they were a championship team. I think I've said that 4-8, because if you look at the improvement of the roster from last year to this year, it's not much. They only added two pieces, and they're dealing with financial constraints. So these people who come on talking about we needed to draft LaMelo and this and that, they got James Wiseman out of positional fit because they needed a wing because they're operating from the bottom. I mean, they won a 5-year run. They had no draft picks. They lost wings. They lost playmakers. They lost facilitators. So they got Wiggins the best they could because they're working with financial constraint. They got Wiggins. They got the big man in Wiseman, although, you know my feelings about him I'm not that great on. But so, you know, all this LaMelo and this and that, I mean, that's hindsight 2022. We're past all that. Mm-hmm. So callers calling and talking about that crap just really need to let it go. The thing I want to say is that Clay, nobody wants to blame Clay because they're going to blame Wiggins. Clay needs to stop taking all those shots because when he does, it slows down the offense. The ball stops moving. And he is the elephant in the room that nobody wants to, like, to put into the mix. Because there's a lot of things going on. But that's the biggest sore thumb to me that stands out. Peace out.
Thank you, Robin, for the call. And I agree. I agree with a lot of what Robin just said because, look, we did not expect, or I don't know who expected the Warriors to walk in here and they were just going to get handed, you know, the championship trophy. I don't think anybody necessarily thought that, right? They're just going to go to the finals. But the when things change, expectations change, and now nobody remembers that they were picked to be a fifth seed at the beginning of the season. So nobody remembers that, but because they got off to a hot start, now everybody feels like, well, what's going on? Well, maybe who they were at the beginning of the season isn't really who they are. Maybe. That's not what we hope for the Warriors and for what they have going forward. Maybe they do get James Wiseman back and they get Steph back and you finally see them at full strength and see what they're able to do. But at the same time, we have to see it to actually believe it, right? So 925 chiming in, what's up with Iguodala? Is he coming back at any point? Could be a nice glue piece. I think the plan has always been when the playoffs start, Iggy will get in there, right? So I believe that is what the Warriors are hopeful of, and which that's why they're not rushing him in any case. But I would just say that we can't keep saying, okay, well, once the Warriors get this person back or that person back, because as we've seen with this team, not just this season, for the last couple of seasons with what Clay has dealt with and other players, you can't count your chickens before they're hatched. So let's go to Actor Dave and San Leandro. Actor Dave trying to cool everybody off, saying everyone is overreacting.
Yeah, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for my first-time caller. I'm listening all the time. Thanks so much for taking me. Yeah, I really do feel like it's a little bit too much overreaction. I mean, look, we're not looking good. It's more than frustrating. This was a game we should have had. You made a point out we're not the team we were at the beginning of the season. That's definitely true. I feel like we got to get healthy. Hopefully we can do that by playoff time. I know it's only, nine games left? Only nine games left, I think. So hopefully we can do that by playoff time. If we're healthy and we're able to run our offense the way we're supposed to run our offense, no more of this ball sticking. The gal before, she had a great call. I thought just they got to move the ball, make cuts, and get better shots. They're missing a ton of threes. I mean, I know live by the three, die by the three, but it's been a little bit much, and they just were not ready at all tonight. Hopefully they come back and have a little bit of a bounce back, at least a better performance tomorrow night. So.
Yeah, and I think, again, we don't know, but I believe they were trying to keep Clay away from the back-to-back, so now you don't have Clay tomorrow against a Miami Heat team who we know how physical they are. So that's a situation where, again, this isn't going to get any easier. So we've been talking a lot about Wiggins. We've been talking a lot about everybody, and there's a whole bunch of blame to go around. Let's hear from Steve Kerr on Wiggins' performance and how he liked him getting to the rim.
Well, I liked his aggression to start the game. You know, he attacked the rim three or four times. We need more and more of that. And he's just got to trust that the more he does that, the more chance he has to score and draw fouls and get into a rhythm at the foul line. And so he's just got to be aggressive. And I thought there were times tonight when he was, which was a good sign. And I think he made a huge shot down the stretch. But then we gave up the corner three at the other end. But, I have faith in Wiggs. I think he's going to get this thing turned around and have a strong final 10 games. I really do.
That's all you can think at that point, right? All you can do is try to be as optimistic as possible. Everybody who's ever shot a free throw, and I get it, we don't get paid millions of dollars, but it's very mental for me, right? Wiggins, I believe, is somewhere in the mid-70s for his career when it comes to free throw shooting. So he's really having a tough time, and I don't know if this phrase gets used a lot for basketball, but in baseball, when you can't throw the baseball or whatever the case is, it's called the yips. So clearly, Andrew Wiggins seems to have the yips from the foul line, and that is why Steve Kerr is talking about getting to the cup more, because you can tell when you don't. They've said it about LeBron before. When you are afraid to shoot free throws, then now you're settling for shots, outside shots, because you don't want to go to the line. So I know it's hard to find some positives, but I do want to find one, because he's another guy who I call him, you know, just a classic shot maker, and what he's been able to do rebounding wise has been something I don't think anybody necessarily saw coming. But Otto Porter Jr. with a nice double-double, and it stinks that it does come in a loss, but you're going to need it again. I think what we're seeing from a lot of these guys when you are trying to mix and match different players because of injuries, having one game that you play well in, it's just not enough, right? It's not necessarily enough. And I'm not saying that Otto Porter Jr. needs to have a double-double every game. That would be nice. But you can't sit there and say, well, Otto Porter Jr. played well today, right? If he doesn't show up tomorrow, that's okay. None of that is okay anymore. None of that is okay. I feel like we did that a lot with Wiggins at the beginning of the season, right? Well, he had this really good game where he dunked all over the Timberwolves, and now he's good. And I know in the first half he did play better. But you can't continue to say, I guess in a way, take days off. You need everybody on deck every single day. And Draymond sitting here saying, we'll be a championship team either way. You got time to figure it out, but you are running out of time. Now, trying to continue to be positive, let's go to the shot of the game. The shot of the game is presented by the County of Santa Clara.
Draymond pushing tempo, gets it over to Poole. He takes it from 28. He checked three. Jordan Poole. Timeout Orlando. Poole makes it 69-61. 3:15 to go in the third.
That was the shot of the game presented by the County of Santa Clara. Book a COVID-19 booster shot now at sccfreevax.org or call 211. But we can always find positive somewhere. We can always find positive somewhere. Is it enough? Probably not. The text line, Warriors will be a fourth or fifth seed. The only team that's above them that is worrisome is Memphis. Dubs own the rest of the West. That is optimistic. That is very optimistic. And I understand why everybody is optimistic, because we've seen the Warriors do it before. But there's a couple different guys that are now in the West that weren't in the West when the Warriors were cooking back in the day. And if they were with the Warriors when they were cooking back in the day, they didn't have Kevin Durant, right? Having Kevin Durant was a different thing. Now you don't have Kevin Durant, but you do have Klay back, right? But Ja Morant's a guy. Luka is a guy. Jokic is a guy. These are players that are continuing to get better, are continuing to play with more confidence. And I think the tough thing that I don't know that anybody wants to necessarily say out loud is, I don't know how scared anybody is for the Warriors right now. I don't know who's really afraid to play the Warriors. And that doesn't mean they don't respect them. That doesn't mean they didn't love seeing Klay come back and love watching what Steph is doing. But is anybody necessarily scared of them, like 2014, 2015, and obviously when they got KD? And I just think that answer is no. When Ja Morant isn't afraid of anybody, right? And I don't think any of these guys are. Just think, I don't know if it's going to happen, but the Nuggets get Jamal Murray back. You know he's not scared. Luka, not scared at all. And that's why, to me, we can't sleep on these regular season losses, because all that does is give these teams confidence. It's not like the playoffs are some, you know, the Warriors, they had to, this core three, they had to win their first championship. Nobody thought they could do it, a jump shooting team. Nobody thought they could do it, but they did. So now everybody sees them as a version of the blueprint. At some point, you're going to feel like this is our time. And I feel like a lot of these teams in the West feel like this is their time. Let's go to Johnson in the city. Johnson wants to talk about Andrew Wiggins' game. What's up, Johnson?
Thank you, Alan Stiles. Like the show. I just wanted to talk about Wiggins. It almost seems like this is his first game trying to attack in the paint. And I was like, Steve Kerr should have been trying to develop this inside game with Wiggins since last year. And it's because Wiggins was kind of hot early this season. It's because he was really hitting his threes. And it almost seems like Kerr didn't want to develop his inside game. And then when he starts to get cold on the out threes, he seems a little confused. And it doesn't have a go-to move like Ja Morant. I mean, it seems like Spencer Dinwiddie has a better inside move than Wiggins. I just wanted to get your thoughts. Thanks.
Well, I think it is really interesting, because when you look, and thank you for the call, Johnson. I do think it's really interesting, because when Wiggins is going, he actually can make every shot in the book. He can be a bucket getter. But this is basically a version of this team. His high, and I wouldn't necessarily say that, because his lows haven't been as low as we've seen with this team, but his highs, when he's rolling, it looks great. And you think to yourself, how could he not play like this every game? And then when he gets ice cold and to that point, not really making the shots from three, and he doesn't really want to go into the hole anymore, and now he has to go into the hole more because he hasn't been making his shots. Now he's at the free throw line, and now everything is kind of cracking the way he doesn't want it to. That is the issue that is going on for Andrew Wiggins. But when he is rolling, as we've seen, all-star starter. all-star starter. He's having a great season. But if the Warriors can't get Andrew Wiggins on track, I just don't know what's going to happen next. But what I do know is going to happen next, we will be back after the break, Warriors wrap up, to talk more about the Warriors and what they got going on. This is Alan Stiles filling in for Matt Kolsky, 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Chest pass to Bob, a good pump. They got Porter Jr. off his feet. That Porter Jr. recovers and blocked it away from behind. Here come the Warriors. Poole dribbles in. Shoveled out to Porter Jr. His three ball. That's good. The Warriors have taken the lead in the Magic call time. 55-52. And you can hear an audible roar here at Amway Center as the Warriors have a number of fans in the building.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors Wrap Up, 95.7 The Game. Alan Stiles filling in for Matt Kolsky. And look, I told you, if you were listening before the break, I told you we're going to do our best to find some type of positive from this game. They're not a ton to find, but we're trying our best. We're trying our best. Before we went to break, we were just talking about everything that the Warriors have or don't have going on right now. And the text line is on fire. The panic meter is very high. A couple calls earlier talked about how we don't want to overreact. But the 925 is chiming in, and I'm kind of in the 925's camp. After how many times is it no longer overreacting, though? This is a trend at this point. And I believe what I feel the trend is just ultimately this team just is going to have a stinker more often than you would like them to have a stinker, number one. And number two, they do not seem to have the firepower. They didn't have it when Steph was playing and they were losing it. Draymond was out. Well, they didn't have it in that way. And now Draymond's playing and they're not playing great without Steph. Well, they don't have it in the other way. So how much of that is the fact that they haven't been healthy? At this point, what else do we say to that, right? We can't just sit there and continue to say, well, they're not healthy, so these games still count and these losses still count, and they've been counting all season. And I just feel like when I look at this team, there have just been way too many games that they had no business losing that they did lose. I think that's ultimately what I think scares me the most as far as believing that this team is going to just slide in here and win a championship. The other teams that we saw, whether they had KD or whether they, even before KD, they would have games where they didn't show up. They would go to Denver, they would go to Utah and just have a bad game, right? But they had that stretch for such a long time where they didn't lose two games in a row. And that's why I feel like, is it time to think about, you know, the fact that this team isn't the 2014, 2015, 2015, 2016 team. And it's okay to say that. Everybody ages. They've dealt with injuries, right? So now, what do we believe the expectation should be? I think that's the question. If we're keeping in mind the fact that, you know, the Warriors were probably supposed to finish fifth, somewhere like that. That's where they were picked. Nobody necessarily saw them just coming up and doing what they did. I believe, you know, a lot of national media, and when you did see the Warriors get to that hot start, that changed a bit, and that changed not just for the media, for the fans as well. But let's not forget what we thought the Warriors were going to be. We didn't know what Klay was going to be. We didn't know what James Wiseman was going to be. We didn't know. We felt like we knew what Klay or what Steph was going to be. But there were. I said this at the beginning of the season, right? I said that the Warriors are very talented. and their ceiling is extremely high, but compared to other teams, they have the most ifs. If Klay comes back and is who Klay typically is, if James Wiseman is healthy, if Steph Curry continues to play at the clip that he always plays. And I just felt like every team has ifs, but this Warriors team had far too many if Jordan Poole takes the next step. He does seem like he took the next step. There are also ifs that nobody even thought about. Nobody thought that Jonathan Kuminga would necessarily be this quickly. And the fact that it's still not enough, and now you have to throw in, if Andrew Wiggins at the beginning of the season, well, if he could play all-star caliber, then that's great. But now it's if he can continue. And I don't think that all those things put together is the best recipe, right, to sit there and believe that they are, I guess, an easy championship caliber. Nobody's saying that they can't win one. That's not saying that they can't, but this idea that it's going to be easy, or at one point when they were rolling at the beginning of the season, that it would be easy. I just think that I believe everybody probably jumped up a little bit and got a little too happy too soon. And now we're seeing, okay, this team is maybe closer to what people thought they were at the beginning of the season, going into the season, than what we saw at the very, very beginning of the season. I do want to get into some sound because Draymond Green, as we all know, he loves to talk. And as somebody else who loves to talk, I believe that I can say that as well. But Draymond had something to say about being more physical and losing to the Magic, who, I'm going to say it nicer than he did, are not very good.
You get to these games and we're losing a lot of fourth quarters. Like, not really losing the whole game. We're losing a lot of fourth quarters. And that's execution. But in order to execute, it requires a certain level of physicality. And we're not meeting that. No disrespect to the Orlando Magic, but that's one of the worst teams in the league. We can't match that with them. So if you can't match that with them, you're definitely not going to do it against a great team. And so I wouldn't necessarily say it's concern, but that's what's happening. I don't doubt that we can fix it. But if we're going to win some games, it got to be fixed.
It was all good just a week ago. Maybe it was a little bit more than a week ago, but, you know, Draymond talking about how it doesn't really matter what seed they are, they could win the championship. And I don't think anybody necessarily doubts that, but now you have this happen. And obviously he said that when Steph was playing, and now look at us. And now look at where they currently are. So I don't think Draymond is wrong in that way. Anybody could look at the record and say, well, they're 20-53. Like, let's think about that. They're 10-26, the Magic are, and 20-53, and the Warriors just lost to them. They just lost to them with Jordan Poole scoring 26, with Klay scoring 15. I know it's probably not as pretty as a number as, you know, it kind of sounds, but you also had Otto Porter Jr. with a double-double. You also had Jonathan Kuminga, a +7 with 14 points. And I get it, you're missing people, right? Gary, GP2 trying to come back, all those types of things. Everybody is always going to get on Chioza for whatever Chioza does or doesn't do. How about Bielitsa, right? And a little bit of that regression that we've seen. He's a guy who maybe you can help us as we're waiting for Wiseman to get back. He had 1 point today. He only played 14 minutes, but he had 1 point today. And I don't know at this point when I'm looking at Bielitsa, obviously we'd be hoping that James Wiseman would be back by now. When you get into that rotation, I just not sure how much you can expect out of him. I don't even know if he's going to be in the playoff rotation based on what we've seen from him these last couple days. You got Damian Lee with a +4 with 0 points, right? He only played 16 minutes. We already talked about Otto Porter Jr. So the bench guys, and I don't know how much you can always expect from the bench guys, they had 29 points, which isn't terrible, but it should be enough, or I don't know if the belief should be they should be able to do more against the Magic, or should we continue to hold the starters' feet to the fire? Draymond, we understand what you do and what you don't do offensively, but you had 2 points and a -8. Andrew Wiggins, 13 points and a -7. Jordan Poole, even though he had 26 points, another -7. So I just think that the fan base, or a lot of the fan base, is a little confusing, right? A little confusing in the sense of what should we expect moving forward? The 816 is chiming in. The funniest thing in sports is when someone says no disrespect and immediately disrespects them. And I get it. So he says what he says. I don't know if he's trying to fire them up. I don't think the Magic are sitting there like, yeah, we are pretty terrible, but you know, the records are the records. 510 chiming in. Bielitsa is a vet minimum dude. Don't blame him. Blame the stars and the coach. I got to blame everybody, though. I feel like at the beginning of this show, I said there's enough blame to go around. And I do believe that there is enough blame to go around. So I'm not saying, no, I am not saying the championship hopes of the Warriors rest on Bielitsa. But what I am saying is this. Somebody, multiple people have to step up. Otto Porter Jr. did today. Kuminga did today. That still wasn't enough. So, I mean, we've already established that Andrew Wiggins has not been who the Warriors are going to need him to be moving forward. And if he continues to play like this, even with Steph back, I do not see the Warriors winning a championship. I just think you need more. You need that third score. Well, I guess we're even asking him to just be a fourth score, right? Because you got Klay Thompson, and we do need more from Klay Thompson as well. You got Klay Thompson, you got Steph, you got Jordan Poole. You need Andrew Wiggins. You need Andrew Wiggins to be able to make buckets. You need Klay to be able to make buckets. You need everything, and I feel like another way to put this is that the Warriors this year, as opposed to other years when they were championship caliber, it's just very small room for error. One person has an off night, that could be a loss. And not just be a loss to a team with 20 wins in the Orlando Magic. And I think that's the scariest thing about this Warriors team. They need everybody basically clicking every single game to make it happen. Now, and it seems so far away when the Warriors beat the Suns and Steph didn't have a great game, or even just a little bit ago when Klay went off and Poole went off, and I believe Steph only attempted 8 shots, but that's not going to get it done every single day. And the teams that you're beating and doing these things against, a lot of those teams are not going to be in the playoffs. Right now, we're looking at teams that the Warriors have not necessarily struggled against because, you know, they're playoff caliber teams. I'm not saying that it's okay or not okay to lose to them, but that's who you're going to have to lace up your boots against every single day when it comes to the playoffs. And if I'm being completely honest with you, I just don't know that I've seen enough from the Warriors besides the beginning of the season to sit there and say, if you're making me say, oh, yeah, they're going to win these 16 games against whoever it is, whether it's the Grizzlies, then the Suns, or maybe the Mavericks, and then eventually you got to go and play the Bucks, the 76ers. I don't know how anybody can necessarily feel confidence saying that they are going to be able to get that done. And if your answer is, well, look, we still haven't been at full strength, I agree with you, but that still, for me, makes me feel like I can't count it. I can't count it if I've never seen it. So we don't know what it looks like. And dropping James Wiseman or whoever back in to the lineup right in time for playoffs, as if there's not going to be any transition period, that scares me as well. That scares me as well. So 888-957-9570. Doing our best here, Warriors Wrap, to be a little bit more positive than you may think after a game like this. But at the end of the day, there's no good way to spin this. There's no good way to spin this. What they have not been able to do, even when Steph isn't playing, it can get scary. So let's hear from Steve Kerr on what the team needs to do better, including competitive desire.
We got to stop fouling 3-point shooters. That's killed us the last two games. You take away the fouls on the 3-point shooters, and in my opinion, we win both games. We got to take care of the ball. We can't get illegal screens. We had a couple of just awful illegal screens where we're completely out of position, and we know we're out of position. If that's the case, don't set a screen. Mental mistakes, you know, be sharp on our switches, be sharp defensively. The ball's on the ground. We got to go get the, you know, there's got to be a level of discipline, of accountability, of competitive desire. And I know these are great guys. I love these guys in the locker room. Awesome guys. And I know they want to win, but we have to learn how to win. And right now we don't know how to win.
I don't know about you, but that's probably I guess you can hear in Steve Kerr's voice how upset he is. And we know that they have lost games that they had no business losing in the past, but you can hear he is going through every single thing. When he's talking about moving screens, when we're fed up with the moving screens, the Warriors have had these moving screen issues since this whole regime started. So now you're getting to the point where what we're seeing is they are unable to, I guess, make up for these things that they are doing or that they have typically done. I feel like the game doesn't – I used to have a joke. The game doesn't start until you see a Kevon Looney moving screen. That's how it was, and it didn't really matter because they're the Warriors and they're going to figure it out. It is scary hours a little bit because that gear that they've been able to hit in the past, they haven't necessarily hit it past the 9-0 stretch without Draymond and past, obviously, the 18-2 start. Let's hear from Vince and Sam Bruno. He wants to talk about Draymond and Clay.
Yeah, shout out to my buddy Nels for the free tickets. The Warriors game at Chase, but Clay has just been fouling too many people from the three-point line, and it's tough to win games when you're giving people free throws. I love Clay. I'm glad he's sticking with us, but, maybe he needs more time.
Yeah. I think that, again, the beginning of the season when we had our, I believe, realistic expectations, but everything starts going really well for the Warriors, and Klay comes back, and he's dunking, and he's doing all this stuff, and now how quick we are to forget about that was one thing about Klay. We understood that offensively, hey, the shot's going to be there, and he's not really the guy that boogies and will cross you over. Not that he can't do it, but that's not really what he does, right? He's gonna set up. He's going to shoot. He's got one of the quickest releases in the history of the game. But defensively, how do those injuries affect you defensively? And maybe he's fouling at the three because he doesn't want to get beat to the cup, beat on the baseline. Maybe that's why we're seeing some of this. He's getting a little aggressive too early. He's still working back, but the Warriors, they switch everything, right? Or they switch most of the time. And I talked about this. This is going to be something that the Warriors are going to have to deal with because they're going to continue to put Clay into action. Right. Everybody was so happy with Clay coming back. It's a great story. But once you get on the court and it's money time, hey, well, let's see what Clay can still do defensively. Let's see if he can still guard the best, normally the best guard on the other team. So Steph doesn't have to do that. Let's see if he can do those things. Now, I believe Andrew Wiggins should be able to help a little bit more there. And I think he does. But again, they switch a lot. But nobody is going to help the Warriors out here. Everybody understands that Clay is coming back. And it's very similar to, people say the same thing in football. Well, we're not necessarily trying to hurt him, but let's see how that shoulder feels, right? And you can't do the same thing in basketball in that way. But it's, hey, let's get Clay into action and let's see what he can do, right? Let's see. And right now, he's been fouling a little bit. He's been shooting a lot, which we understand. He's trying to get his rhythm back and things like that. Some of these Clay shots, they go up and you're thinking, what are you doing? And then it goes in and you don't care. But again, this is a make or miss league. And when you're missing more than you're making by a large margin, that's a problem for the Warriors and everybody involved in that organization. But he's still coming back. He's still coming back, and we understand that too. The question is he going to come on back again, or is he going to arrive in time for the playoffs, right? That's really the question. 510, so we can move on and weather the storm ahead of the playoffs. Garbage Man, Super Mario. I believe that they can get there, right? I believe that they can get there, but again, we still haven't necessarily, we literally haven't seen it as far as we haven't seen this whole team as a whole. And now I'm realizing both of the texts came in. 510, hey, you're right, Alan. This is the garbage Super Mario again. Hey, you're right, Alan, and you're doing a great job. Well, thanks for that. We need to find positives, but after a game like that, you got to let us vent and get out the negative. I'll let you get it out. I thought I was being too negative, right? But I understand everything that you're saying. The problem is we need to figure out what these new expectations are. Because you can live with this, in my opinion. You can live with some bad losses like this if you sit there and say, well, I probably think that they're going to be out in the second round anyway, right? I don't necessarily know what they're going to do, right? But if you're sitting there and you're saying, I expect them to win a championship, then no, you can't just sit there. You can't just sit there and act like this is okay. And nobody thinks that it's okay. But how many times, and I know as Warriors fans, you're tired of hearing this stuff. Even though Steve Kerr does sound, you know, a little bit more upset than he typically does, we've heard this stuff before. So what are they going to do to figure it out in time for the playoffs? Because the days of, I remember the good old days where, you know, I think Steph didn't even have to play one of the first playoff series because they had Kevin Durant and, oh, we can just bring him back whenever. That's not the world that the Warriors are living in right now. It's just not what it is. And I think everybody has to be able to understand that. And whatever you do with that next, maybe tame your expectations a bit, or you believe, hey, we get everybody back, we still got a shot. I believe in what Draymond said. 2, 3 seed, 4 seed, whatever. We can get there. 5-3-0. Warriors are not beating the Mavs, T-Wolves, or Denver in the first round. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Now, again, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, what Warriors team is going to show up? That's really the question here. So 415 is chiming in, and this brings up a good point. Hey, Alan, are the Warriors still considering resting some players tomorrow night? Hopefully not after that loss. Sleepless in SF. Thank you for that, Sleepless. So the last I heard or the last I saw on social media was that there had not been a decision made yet. That's the last that I heard, that I believe if the Warriors came out and won this game, then yes, you probably rest some people. It's a big deal whether you do or not. We know they're going to have multiple. They're not done with back-to-backs after this, right? So are you just going to mail in every back-to-back? I don't think you can do that, and I don't think they will, but which one do you choose, right? You have to pick and choose your spots at this point. If Steve Kerr is sitting there thinking, I mean, Miami is pretty tough. Okay, Jordan Poole, 40 minutes tonight. We know he's a young buck, but there's a lot on his plate right now. With Steph out, what do you do there? So we got a couple minutes before the break. We got Mike from SF. Warriors were sloppy. Mike, talk to me.
Yeah, what's up, man? Inexcusable loss. As bad as they played, you still had a 14-point lead against one of the worst teams in the league. No excuse. I don't care who's not playing is out to not put that game away. You're playing an Orlando team who's basically playing for the number one pick and who's abominable. And you had them down and out, and you let them get into it. And really, it's basically Jordan Poole, everybody standing around waiting for him to get things going. Clay has really got to get – I know he's still working himself back, but at this point, they really need him. And the X factor is Wiggins, man. He's just he's back to the old Minnesota version of himself, where he's just completely gone in that – I don't know if that first half All-Star was a fluke, but right now, since Clay got back, he's been pretty much non-existent, and they need him at this point because we know Draymond, as great as he is, he's not an offensive weapon. And really scored 9 points against an awful team like Orlando, it doesn't get any easier for this. I thought maybe they can get maybe 3 wins, but I think that's shooting too high at this point with the way they're going right now. Maybe, hopefully, they can win the Washington game because I'm looking at the next couple of games, man. Good luck trying to beat Miami, the top team in the East. Atlanta is, I know, competing for a playoff seed. And I think outside of Washington, you're not beating Memphis. Washington, maybe, is probably the only game. Like, I need the offense to get going early. And Clay, really, and Wiggins got to be those two guys because Poole really is the only option we got going now. So if they don't be careful here at this stretch here with Curry out, they could slide down to the 5 seed. So this is far from over right now. I'm just hoping they can somehow put together a couple wins and beat the teams they can beat because we know they're going to struggle to beat the elite teams. And even right now against the bad teams like San Antonio, they gave that game away. So no lead is safe with this team. I just hope Kerr can just rally these guys and get them locked in and focused, and hopefully they can get a string a couple wins and at worst fall to 4 seed, because if they fall to 5, they're in major trouble. We can't just rely on Curry to be healthy and come back. So thanks for the time.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I completely agree with you. you need Wiggins to be what he was, right? And there was a lot of that ball watching with Jordan Poole, and that's why he has 26 points, but it doesn't necessarily feel like it in that way because everybody was waiting for him to do everything. You need contributions from everyone. You need them from everyone. But this has been Warriors Wrap-Up with Alan Stiles filling in for Matt Kolsky. I will be back, though. We got Kolsky and Company, and I am filling in for Matt Kolsky there. So if you're listening, do not change that dial. 95.7 The Game. We'll be back soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.